At this time, I'd like to ask Evan and his immediate family to please come up. Grandma, Grandpa, and Tracy. Thank you. So I first met Evan a few years ago at a Memorial Day ceremony at the West Hawaii Veterans Cemetery. And he and his grandfather were partnering for the keynote speech that day. And I was just so impressed with the poise and the level of achievements that Evan had shown at such a young age that I spoke to him that day, and I've been kind of watching his progress since then. So since he was here on a break from college, I wanted to take this opportunity to honor him for his outstanding accomplishments. So on behalf of the Big Island community, the Hawaii County Council is honored to recognize and commend you for your outstanding accomplishments. As a Big Island boy from Kailua Kona and a graduate of Kalakea High School with honors in 2001, you are already on your way and climbing each rung on your ladder to success. You attended the United States Air Force Academy, and while recovering from a training injury, took classes at Kapi'olani Community College. You then transferred to the Hawaii Community College in West Hawaii and graduated with honors with an Associate in Arts degree. Moving on to UH Hilo, you ended up valedictorian of your class. You've been an exceptional student with a GPA of 4.0 with an impressive list of academic honors. You made the Dean's List 4 times and successfully defended your history senior thesis paper entitled American Samurai, An Inheritance of Honor, a historical and cultural analysis of the Japanese-American warriors of World War II. Currently at the prestigious Oxford University, you are in a master's program in U.S. history that studies Nisei's impact on American history, emphasizing the importance of the Nisei sacrifice and dedication to American ideals during the Second World War and post-war movements towards equality. Your studies are heavily influenced by your grandfather, Noboru Don Seke, who served in the L Company of the 100th 442nd Regimental Combat Team during World War II, and your grandmother, Sumi Seke, who endured the Japanese internment camp. Throughout the years and in between your studies, you found time to volunteer at the West Hawaii Veterans Cemetery. By working with Dr. Richard Stevens to help reforest land at the cemetery, you have gained an understanding of the value and preservation of diverse indigenous species and the restoration of native vegetation. You are also the youngest member of the West Hawaii Veterans Cemetery Development and Expansion Association. You are truly an inspiration to our community and a wonderful role model. The Hawaii County Council commends you for your outstanding accomplishments. So I'm going to ask Evan to say a few words, and then if you would introduce your grandparents and your mother to us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And like you said, I've been living on the Big Island for pretty much my whole life. And so when the opportunity to study at Oxford came up, I took off right away because it's been forever. But I think I've been living in France for the last 6 months. We're in a village that my grandfather helped liberate. And I think being away for so long gave me a lot of perspective about how big of an impact Hawaii has on the world. I think the story of the 100th 442nd is much less a Japanese-American story and much more of a Hawaii story. When the Imperial Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, the entire country went into war hysteria. And over 120,000 Japanese Americans on the mainland were locked up in internment camps. In Hawaii, that didn't happen. In Hawaii, I feel, or based on my research, banded together and prevented this mass internment of Japanese Americans. We stood by our neighbors, and we didn't judge each other based on what we looked like, but instead what we believed in. And I think that's really one of Hawaii's greatest strengths is Hawaii represents understanding racial equality and just believing in your neighbor, the Aloha spirit. And I think that's the kind of thing that I want to promote, and why I'm studying this history is to continue this legacy and to continue Aloha. That's my little bit, but I want to introduce my grandfather, Don Seki, veteran of the 144nd. And my grandmother, Sumiko Seki, who spent 3 years in internment camp.
Would you like to say something, Mom?
Tracy. Real briefly. Thank you. Thank you for doing this presentation for Evan and my parents. I just want to say that a lot of people said that maybe I was a helicopter mom on encouraging my son, but I really feel it took an ohana to raise Evan, mostly a single mom, and getting him to where he is now. I just want to thank everyone here. Kona made a difference, the people of Kona. So thank you.
I just want to tell you that this just before Pearl Harbor attack, December 4th, my parents decided to go to Japan, and I was the youngest in the family. They would not take me along, but I disobeyed my parents, and so I stayed in Hawaii, and my parents left. December 4th came December 7th. I made the greatest decision that I would not been going with them, because otherwise I'll be your enemy. And so anyhow, I worked in a so-called USCD. It's a Corps of Engineers throughout from Haleiwa to all over the Kahuku during the war. And came 1943. They says, "Hey, we're forming a group for Japanese American, a combat team." So I volunteered in 43. And all the way up to mainland and overseas. I came back. I was wounded in 1942. And I came back to the mainland and all the way to Hawaii. I got discharged at Fort Shafter, December 16, 1946. And I'm proud because I made the greatest decision that I'm an American. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Before I wrap this up, I would like to give Mr. David Carlson a chance to say a few words on behalf of the West Hawaii Veterans Cemetery Association.
Just a few words. I've known Evan since his high school days. As commander of the American Legion, I always attended the 9/11 presentation. And Evan, and also the presentations to the JROTC, where Evan was the outstanding student. He was also an outstanding military leader of the JROTC, and the presentation they did in remembrance of the 9/11. It was always unfortunate that the school doesn't allow its students to witness this presentation and honoring those thousands who died. Evan has been helpful to us also at the West Hawaii Veterans Cemetery, where I'm president of the West Hawaii Veterans Cemetery Advancement and Development Association. He even shows up nowadays when he gets back from his travels all over the place. His travel to Brière, France, and I remember when the leaders from the community of Brière came to our West Hawaii Veterans Cemetery to honor the 442nd, the gentleman here, and the family of all of the veterans, and of course, a great help from our young lady over there, and the rest of them. I won't continue on with all of his honors. It's been covered. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Okay. Mr. Chair, can we take a brief recess?
Yes, we'll take a brief recess.
Thank you.
Okay, we're in recess.